Ridiculous.
But everybody knows that if you don't pull out, you don't get STDs. That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like if you just go raw and you pull out, that's how you get it.
No shit.
Yeah, man.
Oh.
See? Life hacks.
Oh, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had known that.
Maybe you wouldn't have the herp.
Wouldn't be herp. Wouldn't be herping.
Oh, wouldn't be living that Ron Mexico life.
Oh, man. Well, if you already have an STD and you're nutting a bitch, does she not get the STD then either?
Who cares?
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about it at that point.
That's
time.
Fair. That point, I'm protected. Know. I won't be getting two STDs.
Exactly.
Double herpes?
Exactly.
Not a thing. Not going to happen.
It's like double jeopardy, bro. Can't get me twice.
Can't get me twice because I'll be nutting in these bitches.
I be nutting in these bitches.
Yeah.
That's all I had. That's couldn't it? Be anything clever.
Not, hey, I be nutting in these bitches.
I mean, this is just assumed. I mean, let's be honest here.
It is assumed. I mean, I know Ryan be nutting in bitches now.
Yeah,
ever since he had his testicles removed.
Yeah, he doesn't need to worry about that anymore.
No, the testicles are still there, aren't they?
Yeah,
he didn't go full eunuch, did he?
He keeps them in a jar in his cupboard.
Well, then if he doesn't have any, then he can't nut any bitches.
He spits on their backs.
So he does... Oh, fuck, what's that one called? Oh, shit. There's a move where you spit on their back, then they turn around, then you hit them in the face.
Oh.
It's like, ah, surprise.
I don't know what that move's called. But
I'm actually really curious. What is that?
I want to say it's the Houdini, but that's not right. Houdini is something else.
You know, and the crazy thing is, like, we always have these issues. Ryan knows it, like, right off the top of his head.
I know. The one is time that you really need Ryan.
Let me just Google sex moves that involve punching women.
No, not actually punching them. Like, you spin on their back. They think everything's over.
Oh, and then you nut in their face.
Yeah.
Yes.
Be nutting in their faces.
Well, donkey punch is what came up, and then dragon punch. What's a dragon punch?
It is the Houdini. It is the Houdini.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So for episode 52, this is You Guys Are No Fun.
Yeah, I'm Charles.
I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Ryan. JK, LOL. I'm Chester.
Start with you, Charles.
Do the intro, Charles. Come on now.
Oh, shit, man. All right, cool. How does this usually go? We usually promote ourselves first, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean like, hey, find us on places?
Yeah. Such as nofunshow.com, twitter.com/nofunshow. Or are we You Guys Are No Fun or on Twitter? I forget.
I don't fucking know, man. We're No Fun Show on things.
On a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You'll find us. Don't worry. It's pretty
easy.
So
a dragon punch is a move performed when a girl is giving you head, and you punch her in the stomach right when you come. So as she inhales to catch her breath, she takes all the cum into her lungs.
Sweet Jesus.
Yep.
Wow.
Do you yell sure you can while you do it?
Used in a sentence. That bitch gave me some dank head, so I dragon punched her ass.
Like, we need to know, like, okay.
I like that they make you use it in a sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a spelling bee.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, now you know.
Always educational.
Always.
Our podcast.
But yeah, other than that, let's talk about what we've been up to.
Huh. It's a different definition down here. He says you punch her in the mouth. Causing her to bleed and spew blood from her face like she's breathing fire. I don't think you need to jizz to do that. That doesn't
sound...
Why wait till you're about to bust? Like, I would bust after that fact, personally.
Apparently you can't finish without a little juice, huh?
Can't finish without a little dragon's fire.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair me. Enough.
Hey, man. That's
just you?
That's just me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, man. What is known? Don't kink shame, bro.
So what have you been up to, Charles?
Well, obviously, none of these bitches. Obviously.
Obviously.
But now, other than that, I've been playing a lot of Destiny 2.
Still.
Yeah.
Still loving it.
They're just giving you nonstop shit to do in that game.
I couldn't get into the free.
Yeah.
The free one. I think it's because I don't have anyone to play with. I mean, do you know people online that you play with?
I play solo.
Solo, huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of like events where you can join up with people, or you can just join a group. I know that's pretty easy to like some of the nightfalls and stuff like that. It's just you can just join right up with other people.
Yeah.
Some of them like they obviously don't talk or whatever.
Pickup
but,
games.
Yeah.
So I mean, there are pickup groups you can jump into. Like for me, it's like I play solo just because I play at weird times. So it's still pretty easy for me to get in and get what I need to do done.
You mean nothing in the bitches?
Well, yeah.
Get in, get what you need done.
Right. And then eventually get out. But not before I know.
Yeah, obviously that's what you need to get done.
Yeah, man. Going to the bank and I'm making a deposit.
Right.
So have they came out with like a new raid or anything yet?
No, not yet. There's going to be one coming out in December.
Okay.
So that's when the next set of content comes out.
Right.
But
that's their second set, right? Or like the first set after the new
after the one in September. Okay. Yeah. So like they have a nice little schedule put up. I mean, they're going to have new shit in December, then after that probably like March or April, and then something in like June or July.
Okay.
So, like they have something every few months.
Did you just pay for the season pass?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much do they release in each of these releases?
I don't know how they're going to do it in the new one because it's a slightly different structure. Mm-hmm. Because the way they used to do it was the game would come out, they would have a season pass for it, and there'd be two, I would say, fairly large size content drops. Mm-hmm. And then that would be it until the next year.
I just leaned into the mic to burp, just I don't know why.
Smart.
Yeah.
But good move. This is the first time that they've actually had an expansion pass for one of their expansions, if that makes any sense. So before, what they would do is like, every year after the main game came out, they would come out with a large expansion.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be it until the following year. And eventually people would just run out of shit to do. This is the kind of game that wants you to play it fairly regularly on a weekly basis. And eventually you'll hit max level or you'll just run out of shit that you're interested in doing.
Well, that was like when I first got it, I maxed out like within like a few weeks and I was like, all right, I have nothing to do. I was like, because as soon as, like, and that was the one thing that kind of upset me. Like, with the first one, once you got into the raids and whatever, you had to do it weekly to get new shit to make your level, your light level better.
Yeah.
And this one, you didn't even need to do that. Like, you could literally just play the game and pick up whatever to hit max. And I was like, well, as soon as I hit max, I didn't have a reason to play anymore.
Yeah. Like, you still don't have to do the raid if you want to level up faster. You want to.
Right.
Because, like, the biggest gains will come from stuff you get from the raid. But there are plenty of people that have hit max level and haven't touched the raid yet.
Right.
But that's cool. So
I mean, it is cool, but, like, for people, like, where you... And especially if they would have done a little bit better grouping where you could join, like, hey, I want to do the raid. And, you know, I'm not going to join, like, just a crappy-ass group where nobody communicates.
Yeah.
But if you join like decent groups where people like explain or whatever, because that's how I used to do it with the first one. I was like on all these Destiny forums and shit.
Yeah.
And like where people like actually explain what you need to do. It really helped out.
Yeah. And cool thing is, like, if you want to do like the raid or something like that, they have guided games, which people don't like.
Yeah.
But for somebody who's just going in like solo or they don't have a full 6-man group.
Right.
And they want to learn how the raid works. Usually that's a pretty good way to get it done.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, there's no regular matchmaking for the raids. So, you have to have a full group of 6 people, which it's a lot of fucking people to get to play one game at the same time. So, this will actually let people who are in a clan that don't have a full 6-man squad let you into their group so they can guide you through the raid. And it's beneficial for both sides because they get a little bonus for actually guiding people through shit. And obviously, you get all the raid shit that you weren't going to get.
I'll be honest. I'm sorry I asked. I don't care about any of this.
I mean, it's not
eyes glazed over about 3 minutes ago. Sorry.
It's a fun game, but it's like the content or whatever, it does get repetitive. That's the only thing that's the downside to it.
Dude, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, but they're aware, like, that it's repetitive at this point?
Are they? Because I would hope so.
It's actually a part of the plot.
Really?
Dude, the plot in this game has gone so fucking crazy.
Because within a couple of levels of starting the game, I was already backtracking through areas to do new missions, quote unquote, through the exact same fucking area.
Yeah, skip that shit, dude.
It's boring as shit. Like, show me new stuff. Give me new maps.
Yeah, that's really, like, it kills it for me. And, like, there's, like, some cool stuff. Like, they have some cool lore to it. But realistically, I just want new shit. Yeah. I don't want to be doing the same shit over and over again. Especially when, with me, who likes to play each class, like, doing it three times, I'm just like, fuck this. Like, I'm ready to move on.
Oh, man.
Like, and I don't recall if this one had it. I think it was the same thing. But the quote-unquote skill tree is not a tree at all. It's just you get the... Every character gets the same ability every level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with Destiny, the skills are more based on your gear. So like you have, like, you want to go to a specific tree, like for a specific perk, and then pair that up with the gear that you have.
Yep.
So it makes it a little more intricate because the gear is completely random. So like it's not a guarantee that you're going to get the shotgun that you need.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey gives you both the option to customize based off your gear, but you also get skill trees
so
with points to spend however you want.
Which one of those pieces of gear is a shrimp boat? Gotta know.
You get a Bubba Gump hat, okay? You can get a Bubba Gump hat.
So for those that maybe didn't listen to the part that might be in the little pre-show blooper,
I
called Assassin's
that.
Creed historical Forrest Gump.
Yeah, but I like history personally. I enjoy that kind of shit. Ancient history is fascinating to me, so I think it's fun to get to run around through ancient areas, and I call it murder through time personally.
Well, I think that's why I like the appeal of like God of War so much, is that it does really
it's fantasy.
Well, they actually explain
the Norse mythology.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
yeah, that's actually the most in depth I've seen anybody go into Norse mythology.
Well, like, they did a really good
job
with
it. Yeah. As you're boating around and the head is just explaining Norse mythology to you, I think that's badass.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And they kind of copied that in Odyssey, because as you're sailing through the Mediterranean, your ship captain is explaining some historical shit as well as mythology to you.
See, and I think that's cool. You know, like, I think that's something that games need to pick up, because there's so many people that play these games. I think it would be cool to hear, like, these, you know, historical stories that we don't hear.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about it just the other day, because games used to, you'd find a parchment that would explain some shit, or you'd go to a historical place and you'd have the option to go into the interface and read about all this shit. Nobody ever does.
Yeah, I'm not fucking reading that
Nobody
shit.
Wants to fucking read all that. So now in these giant-ass sandbox games... They fill that empty time by, instead of making you read shit, they just narrate it.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool.
Yeah. It really does help out. And it kills time, too, because, like you said, when you're just...
Pull up to a place and just stop and wait because I want to hear the rest of the story.
Right.
It's like, I'm not going to get out of the boat yet. I want to know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. Mm. I like murder through time. I like my history lessons tinged with murder.
You like Murder Gump?
Murder Gump.
Absolutely. If I want to run from one coast to the other, murdering everything in my path, I'm going to do it.
Jenny. Resquia and Pache.
Plus, I just realized today that the Spartan symbol is almost the same as the assassin symbol.
What? They put the assassin symbol in it?
Blew my mind.
God damn, they're stretching that shit so thin.
I mean,
just make another series of games.
You know, the Spartan symbol is just like an arrow pointing up, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same as the assassin symbol, basically, except they added the
little tails
things on the bottom.
Ugh. What? Like, installment is this? Like, I know they've had...
Like, fucking 70.
How many Assassin's Creed games are there?
Yeah.
I can Google that.
Because I know there's been quite a few. I think after the third one, I was like, all right.
I think there are more games than there have been years since the first one came out.
Let's see.
Yeah, like 2 a year.
Fuck, dude.
It's like... And this is another one. Like, Call of Duty, dude, I cannot... Like, I can't...
Yeah, dude.
And they come out with so many of them. Like,
people love it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
People love it.
I love it.
Like, the new one that just came, I can't fucking do it.
Nah, man. I'll check that out as soon as I found out there was a Black Ops.
What are we talking about? Oh, Black Ops? No, I don't love that. I love Assassin's Creed. They're still talking about Assassin's Creed. That's all I can hear.
Just, they have talented studios.
They do.
I just wish they would do something other than just saying, well, it's been 3 years because it's time for another Black Ops.
Right?
Like, that same studio,
Treyarch?
Treyarch, yeah.
Yeah.
They've literally done nothing but series in the Black Ops series.
Yep.
Since 2008.
Yeah.
That's 10 fucking years of making video games.
Of the same.
About the same fucking shit. Yep.
If you count...
Holy shit, that's all of them?
If you count mobile games... Well, calm down. If you count mobile games and the side-scrollers, there's 21 games.
Fucking Christ.
Jesus.
Series has been out since 2007. That's three a fucking year.
Dude. Yep.
It's too fucking much.
Have you looked at anything else, Charles?
That's too fucking much, man. Holy shit.
I want more.
Oh,
wow. Damn. I didn't realize there was that many.
Some of these are fucking garbage. Like All Players Chronicles, which is a mobile game. That other Assassin's Creed Identity. I don't even know what that is.
Which one was it? Unity?
And some of these are companion games, I think.
Was it Unity was the bad one, or Black Flag? Which is the one that people...
Unity is the one that people really
Black
hate.
Black Flag is considered one of the best.
Okay.
In fact, these in bold, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 console games.
Okay. So, all right. So even if we break off the main ones.
Since 2007, 11, one per
that's
year.
That's a lot of fucking games.
It's one per year.
Yeah. That's with them taking years off. Well, a year off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yep.
Jesus, dude.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, Rogue and Unity both came out in 2014. Rogue was the same engine as Black Flag. It just is, you played as...
Rogue was the one for, like, the old consoles, and Unity was for the new ones.
And I thought Rogue was a really good game, to be honest.
But what about Unity? What do you think of that one?
I did not care for Unity... For a number of reasons. I didn't really... I experienced a few of the bugs that most people experienced. But I just thought it was a weak-ass plot and a weak-ass character. I just wasn't that interested in it. Mm. But it was the first one to include a co-op, which it could have used more co-op, honestly, but it was really cool to... Like, I played with Ryan online all the time.
Would that have helped it out if there was more like co-op play that you could have done?
I think so. There was I think there were two different types of co-op missions, and each of them had like four different locations.
Okay.
So there was very little diversity in the co-op experience.
Okay.
So we'd end up just kind of doing the same co-op missions over and over again because we really enjoyed murdering through time together.
This sounds like Destiny all over again.
Right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I mean, they're both the same. Like, to me, it sounds like they both play the same. There's a lot of just repetitiveness.
Well, yeah, that's most games, to be fair.
Yeah.
There's always going to be a gameplay loop.
And you know, it's funny because now they're coming out with these, like, story mode games, and now they're coming out with, like, the plus version of it. Like, everything's getting a plus version, because today Spider-Man came out with the plus version.
Yeah, New Game Plus.
Yeah.
Well, that was supposed to come out at launch, but it got delayed for some reason.
Well, they should have came out with it at launch, because the game, like, they finally came out with, like, a harder difficulty.
No, they were smart to delay it.
And
I imagine it was delayed on purpose.
Yeah.
There is a reason that a lot of stuff just happens to be happening this week.
Is now coming out.
I'm still not a huge fan of that DLC for this game. Like, I don't understand.
Have you played it?
What, Spider-Man?
Is it out?
No, it comes out this week. But I'm just like, the idea, like, you started telling people that, hey, we're doing a DLC, and you hadn't even released the game yet.
Dude, they had to.
Yeah.
Because, again, take in mind when the game came out. Like, they've been moving games out of Red Dead Redemption 2's way for the last, like, 6 months.
Oh, I know.
So, there is very much a reason that New Game Plus happened to come out this week. There is a reason that their DLC is coming out at this time to be like, hey, don't forget about us.
Their DLC comes out on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
The same day as Red Dead.
Exactly. They want to have the main game out and be like, hey, don't forget about us. Yeah. Play this instead of rushing off to play that.
Oh, like, see you later, Spider-Man. I'm not going to waste right? my money. I'm sorry, bro. I'm not going to waste my money. Yeah, and I'm not going to waste my time either.
Might circle back in a year, but we'll see.
I'll probably end up playing Spider-Man around the end of the year.
No.
I have my plan, and I'm pretty sure it's going to work.
I'm going to be so deep inside Red Dead for so long.
I mean, at that point, I'll probably have completed the story, and then I'll just be playing online, maybe. It's not annoying.
I hope it's a huge like single player. Yeah, and it's gonna be.
They said it was what, like 70 plus hours just for like the story mode.
Yeah,
like, that's a lot of time, man. I mean, God of War took me a couple weeks. Obviously, I didn't grind it so well. Playing it on the hardest difficulty, that it really didn't help me out any. But there's a lot of grinding involved. But yeah, I like that they spend so much time on these stories because you know people really do want them now.
Yeah, and that's what makes the game honestly have real staying power.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these multiplayer games are coming out, and people love them, but usually within like a month or two, the player counts are super low.
Yeah.
Because another multiplayer game comes out.
Exactly.
Yeah. With similar content.
Right.
Another multiplayer game comes out, and people aren't... Like, yes, you'll have that first week or that first month sales rush, but people are starting to actually... wait on games and buy them later on.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of multiplayer games, like if you jump into it like 3 months on, you're fucked. Yeah. Like you, like the learning curve is so far ahead of you that it's just not fun to play at that
for those point. Those multiplayer games like Black Ops and the and the sports games and stuff.
Yeah,
those games will probably continue to see a lot of pre-orders.
Oh yeah,
because people want to get the edge on the online. Well, then play.
They're doing that shitty thing with a lot of these games where it's like, well, if you pre-order, well, not even pre-order you. If you buy the Ultimate Edition, which is usually like an extra $20, the game comes out on Tuesday, but you get to play it on Friday.
That was the 2K incident.
Which, that's so fucking corny.
Okay,
man.
So one of our buddies that we work with, he got 2K when it first came out. Mm-hmm. And like you said, it was just a few days extra.
Yeah.
But there were so many issues with it that he just, like, he couldn't play it. It was, like, unplayable just because you got it early.
And
like,
I don't understand why people
do that. If you
bought
any points or anything, you didn't get them.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit. There's a lot of shit.
I don't understand why people do this with 2K every year. Every fucking year, you can't play it for, like, the first 2 weeks.
And you know,
so don't bother paying the extra money.
No, like, and it's funny because, like, I play it. I play it. I'm not going to lie. It's just another game for me to play with, you know, coworkers or friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited that whole entire time because I maybe got it maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I have no issues.
Yeah.
But I watch these guys every day come into work. I was like, dude, is your shit working yet? He's like, no. And he keeps like, I keep looking up information that I can like try to reset my system. Dude, I don't know how long this guy was just emailing like 2K itself or the PlayStation or anything like that just to fix his shit. And I was like, I'm over that.
Yeah, dude, I'm going to play some other shit.
The only games I ever buy at launch is Assassin's Creed. And I always tell myself I'm not gonna. And then as soon as it's time, I'm like, all right, I'm going to fucking do it.
That's why I called you a pussy when you bought it. Because I knew.
I didn't pre-order it.
I knew.
I bought it at launch, but I waited till it was out.
I did
pre-order Red Dead today.
I am still really jealous. Oh, which one did you get?
It pisses me off that there's now three editions.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break. $40 extra for I don't even know what.
Which one did you get? The middle one?
I got the middle one.
Yeah, okay. That's the one I got.
And I still felt dirty doing it, but it had extra single player content.
That's exactly why I'm buying it.
That's still shitty.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's shitty to make people pay extra money for that.
I agree.
In my case, like, I basically had free money, so I was like, fuck it. All right, whatever.
Yeah.
But, nah. Like,
that's the only reason why I'm going to buy that one is because it comes with extra content, like actual like.
It's probably not even an hour's worth of content. Well, Rockstar, I have respect for.
They're usually pretty good, man. Like the
pre-order shit that came with Assassin's Creed Origins, I didn't pay any extra for it. I just pre-ordered it like the day of, and the extra content, quote unquote, was
not
like
worth your fucking time.
It was like maybe 20 minutes of extra content.
Yeah.
Well. What's shitty, too, is, like, they push you to pre-order. And when I bought Origins, I bought it on Black Friday. And I still got the pre-order bonuses, even though it was well after the game came out.
Yeah.
Well, I think the cool thing with, like, this is why I really don't mind giving money to Rockstar, is because they're one of the few companies where their DLCs are always been free.
Yeah.
And they always just throw, like, they just throw hella content. Like, GTA. I mean, how long has it been out? Plus, and they just came out with another DLC.
I don't even play GTA Online anymore, but the pre-order came with $500,000 for GTA Online.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, I'm not going to
Deluxe came with a million.
Ooh.
And the Ultimate came with 2 million.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't play GTA Online anymore.
I don't play it either. And I was like, for a minute, I was like, well, maybe I should, like, talk to Chester and Ryan and see if there's anybody I can give them my money there. Because I'm never going to play this
shit. You'd probably somehow link your game to our Rockstar online profile.
Which reminds me, I need to actually log back into mine and create our squad.
I checked a few weeks ago, and it wouldn't let me create a posse for Red Dead yet. Because the Red Dead Online's not coming out till a month or two after the game's release?
It's November, they said.
So you might not be able to create a posse yet. But
probably fucking up.
Cowboys and Moon Mesa, what up?
But I think that's good that they're doing that. They're at least giving you the single-player content, you know, right up front.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, though, guys, because we still don't know what Lorenzo's been up to.
Oh.
Charles, were you done? Did you have anything else to talk about?
Good.
Okay. What you been up to, Lorenzo?
I finished watching The Haunting of Hill House, which is a pretty good show. It's about ghosts and shit. I'm all about, like, haunted stuff.
Is it better than American Horror Story?
Yeah, I would say
that's not a strong statement.
No,
that's a very
I watched
bad
one
series.
Season, and then I started to watch season two, and I was so confused why it wasn't a continuation of season one.
The first season was actually really good.
I liked it.
I actually, like, I watched a few episodes, and I can't remember what episode it was that I saw the dude crying and masturbating in the window.
That shit was fucking hilarious to me.
As soon as I watched that, I was like, I can't take this serious anymore. I can't.
Although, if you like the first season, you should watch the current season.
Yeah.
Apparently, it links back to the first season.
I've heard that they were going to start trying to tie all the seasons together or some shit.
Didn't they have, like, issues with the last one? Was it very political or
Yeah,
something?
The last one. Okay. Like, because every season has a gimmick, and last season's gimmick was the 2016 election. Like, that's...
Ghosts?
Like, what?
Ghost that's voting or something? Gimmick. Like, it turns out they weren't, like, having dead people vote. It was actual dead people voting.
Guys, Republicans are shitty. Like,
I imagine that if anyone's gonna vote from the undead, they're gonna vote Republican.
I don't know, man.
You just assume that all dead people are gonna be Republicans?
Well, all old people are, so yeah.
But what if you died young? Huh?
Only the good die young. So you got a good point.
God damn it.
Damn, we're getting all political.
Get the fuck
and I'm
with this Billy Joel bullshit.
My left wing fucking bullshit's coming out. Try to avoid that typically. So you enjoyed the, what was it? Hell House or some shit?
Yeah, The Haunting of Hill House.
Hill House.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. It's pretty good, man. I'd recommend it. I
don't do horror typically.
Oh, you don't?
What?
No.
Dude, horror is great.
It is. It really does. And I think what really gets this one is
like
the
comedy.
Suspense. Well, comedy, I finished Atypical not too long ago. I don't know if you ever
How
watched
was that? I saw that on Netflix.
Dude, it's hilarious.
Is it?
I don't know.
I'm thinking of Maniac.
Have you ever watched it?
I haven't watched it. I've seen it on Netflix a couple times.
Okay, so Atypical, it's a kid.
Avoid Michael Rapaport.
he's not really that much in it, to be
really?
Honest. Yeah, okay. It's mostly based around the kid, his son.
Okay.
And I can't remember what, like, disease he has. Shit.
He's just on the spectrum.
Yeah, he's on the spectrum, right? And so, like, there's just certain things, but he's, like, super brutally honest with everything.
Okay.
And there's, like, one of these things where he's trying to figure out how to lie, and his sister's like, oh, his sister's talking to him, and she's like, oh, hey, if you want to figure out a lie, go talk to mom. She's the best liar I know.
God damn.
and he's like super like, I'm into this. Like, okay, like I need to know now. So he walks over to his mom and he's like, hey, I'm trying to write this report and I need to figure out like how to make myself sound a little bit better, but I want to lie about it. And she's like, oh, well, why'd you come to me? And she's like, well, I was talking to our sister, you know, and she told me you're the best liar that we know. It's like, fuck, like slap in the face. But it's funny. It is funny, dude. I would recommend it. Like anybody who likes some type of comedy, Atypical was perfect.
Okay.
I might check that out.
It is funny. It is really funny.
I don't have a long list of things I need to watch.
Yeah, no shit. There's too much TV. It's too much.
Well,
too much
I don't
shit to watch.
Watch that much of
anything, really.
Yeah.
Well, what's it called? Like you said, Daredevil just came out. So
Season 3. I'm so far behind on my Marvel shit. It's not even fun.
There's a lot.
Well, don't even worry about Iron Fist.
Oh, I'm not. No, I'm never watching any of Iron Fist. Fuck that shit.
You can skip that shit.
I watched the first episode and I said, fuck out of here.
Yeah.
The first episode of the first season.
Right. No, it was painful to get through. If I didn't multitask by playing video games while Netflix was on, I wouldn't have gotten through it.
I had to sit down and have a chat with my girlfriend Rachel. I was like, all right, here's the deal. We are not watching the rest of the second season of Jessica Jones.
Not watching it.
Because that shit is trash.
Season 2 of Jessica Jones wasn't good. I loved season 1.
I couldn't get through the first season of Jessica Jones, so I'm not going to
remember.
The first season is really good. Like, it develops pretty slowly, but
Kilgrave was really good. Fucking scary as shit.
So, now, everybody's saying that second season of Luke Cage is actually, like, way better than the first
season. I really like the first season. And I'm in the middle of the second season. I think I got slowed down because I was trying to watch that and Jessica Jones at the same time.
Yeah, I finally got through season 2, and I enjoyed. I really like Bushmaster.
Yeah,
he came around to be like pretty badass. And then the way the season ended, I thought was like, I can't wait for season 3.
Yeah,
but Jessica Jones, loved season 1 hands down, was like one of my favorites.
Okay,
because Kilgrave is such a fucking terrifying monster.
I think not just that, but everybody in the show was just a good character.
Yeah.
Like, everybody.
But season 2, I'm just like,
right?
I just end this already. Just
right. The villains, quote, unquote. I've said that a lot this episode, quote, unquote. It's because we don't have video.
Great.
It's because we don't have video and no one can see me doing it, so I have to say it. But the villains, not great. Pretty underwhelming.
I don't care about her issues with her mother at all.
Jessica's mom is a monster.
Don't care.
All of our moms are monsters.
Don't
care
about her.
Get over it.
Patsy. I don't want to watch this bitch fucking take smack.
Right?
Like, I'm good.
Well, since we're so far off a topic, let's go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Want to do some bad beers, you guys?
Fuck yeah.
Well, no one's asked me what I've been up to.
Fuck you.
We're going to do it at the same time as we're doing bad beers.
Fuck.
You were talking about...
I know how Ryan feels.
You were talking about Assassin's Creed dick.
Yeah, I know. For like an hour. Come on, man.
Now I know how Ryan feels. Yeah. Well, let's do some bad beers.
Tell us what you're doing while we're doing the bad beers.
Yeah. No, you don't care. Nobody cares.
Not really, but I mean
you're not wrong.
All right, so I went to see Venom on Tuesday, and I think my expectations were low enough that I didn't hate it. I think because, like, when it was coming out, everyone was like, oh, it's going to be so great. It's going to be rated R. It's going to be fucking fantastic, the movie Venom deserves. But then...
No.
But then I saw it advertised on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's
and I was like, fuck this movie. This is going to be garbage.
I knew that shit was going to be garbage from the instant it was announced, and they said it has nothing to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah, I kind of expected it to not be great, but I had hopes that it at least would be violent and fun to watch, and I didn't hate it. It was fun to watch. It wasn't as violent as it could have been.
Yeah, I've been told it's a good, shitty movie.
You got to see Venom, like, eat people's heads.
Yeah.
But there was no blood. It was just kind of like got dark as he ate a person's head.
Oh.
But he ate a couple of people's heads, which was cool. I had some gripes about it. I don't want to spoil things necessarily, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'd give it a little bit. What did you not...
I mean, already, you're not spoiling anything for me. I know what the secret ending is and all that shit.
The villain's reveal was stupid as shit.
Yeah.
Because, okay, fuck it, I'm going to spoil it. If you don't want this movie spoiled, turn this off. This whole time, this scientist is trying to find people that are successful hybrids or hosts for the symbiote.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone he pairs it with dies.
Yeah.
Except for Eddie Brock, that was an accident. But then all of a sudden it's revealed that, he's a perfect host.
Yeah.
What a coincidence.
Whoa. He's testing it on these people, and turns out he was a host all along and was hiding the fact. Like, that was fucking stupid-ass reveal.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And then Venom's motivation at the very end to stop this guy. Because the whole movie, he's like, I want to get back to the spaceship, and I want to get back to my planet and bring all the symbiotes back to take over your planet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden at the end, he's just like, let's stop him from doing the thing I've been trying to do this whole time. Why? Jeez, what the Christ. Fuck motivation was that? It was stupid.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That pissed me off. And I was shit-faced.
And I was shit-faced.
I still had the wherewithal. Plus, at the very end, when he's like riding in the car with his girlfriend and Venom's all like coaching him on how to be suave or some shit. Like, what the fuck? Now Venom's also Cyrano de Bergerac?
Nah, man.
Give me a goddamn break.
Is that motherfucker who used to have that pickup artist show on VH1?
Who, Venom?
Mystery? Where the fuck was his name?
Okay, so kind of going back on that, I think like Venom picks up a lot of stuff when he's combined with people.
Yeah.
And maybe because he was part of the girl.
Because it's a symbiotic relationship. So,
so when he was part of the girl, he may have like understood things that Brock didn't.
Oh, that's right. He fused with the girl for a smidge, the girlfriend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, gotcha. So I think that may be why they kind of did that.
Doesn't make this sound any better.
Which, female Venom, oh boy.
So have you just not been paying attention to the internet for like the last 30
years? I'd put
years
my
then?
Dick in that mouth. Never. Because see all those teeth, dude?
Dude, there's been female Venom for a while.
Terrifying. Man. I know that.
Okay.
I know. Sure.
I'm just being a perv.
Oh, okay.
It so, comes so naturally.
I say, it's your usual state of being.
I come so naturally. On top of that, I did watch the first two episodes of the new season of Daredevil last night. Kingpin is still an emo bitch. I fucking hate this Kingpin.
What?
He is motivated by his love of this fucking girl, not by greed or power. It's stupid. Nah. He's just always like, I want my girlfriend back.
Is she dead? I thought she died.
She fled the country.
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, nah, I'm out.
And
well,
like,
he actually sent her away.
No, well, okay, that's right. She was pissed about being sent away. But now he wants her back. And he's all like emo about it.
What? Yeah, I mean,
I miss my girlfriend.
Slight spoilers for the third season of Daredevil. He cuts a deal, so like he can get out. So theoretically, if he's good, she should be good.
And him cutting this quote unquote deal, they're transporting him to some place. Then some guys, Armenians or some shit, try to assassinate him. And then they stop it, and they're just like, well, now you're free to go.
All right.
Because we almost didn't stop assassins from killing. Like, who what kind of deal is that?
Well, the idea is that
we feel bad. You got in a car accident.
Well, they're dangling him out there so we can catch other people. So they have to introduce a little bit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He's the bait?
He's the bait.
It's so not like the Kingpin I envision, though.
Oh, no, that's totally like the Kingpin.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. That's some shit he would do.
Okay.
The emo part, I'm not a huge fan of, but when he's violent, I do like that. Like when, like you guys were saying, when he was smashing that dude's fucking head in the door.
Yeah. That shit, man.
Yeah. Woo. That is totally him.
That was pretty rough.
And I'm all for that. When he's violent like that, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But the other time, he's emo bitch, and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, I also think that that's a good way to modernize like how Kingpin is actually portrayed in the comic books.
Yeah.
Because the idea with Kingpin is that he's a big dude, but he's not actually fat. He's actually capable of whooping anybody's ass.
Right,
he just doesn't do anything.
He's a beast.
And that's easier to pull off in comics than it is on a TV show.
Yeah.
So you have to give some sort of like plot reason for why he's just like, all right, cool, I'm going to chill, and then I have these random outbursts where I just fuck a dude up. So I get it. Like, the character had to be changed in some way to justify that.
I don't find that to be good enough justification. Kingpin, not scary.
All right, bro.
Emo bitch.
Fuck with his paint and see what happens.
I know. I was about to say. Start picking on him and let's see what happens after that.
Right? Paint something on his white wall that he stares at all the fucking time.
No, yeah, dude. Just go over there and be like, why are you being such an emo bitch right now?
He is an emo bitch. Kingpin.
Nah, don't even.
You on blast, son. You an emo bitch.
Yo, Kingpin.
Come at me.
Fuck your bitch.
Oh shit, Charles said it, not me.
Come at me, bro.
You don't fuck with this woman.
Not only that,
I'll call him a bitch all day.
Not only that, be nutting in these bitches.
Oh no. Charles nutting in your bitch, Kingpin.
Got him.
Oh shit. Who's the Kingpin now?
Bro, let's gave her the Kingpin.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. It was a strike.
Yup.
That was a
let's do these beers
joke. What you got there?
I have Flesh and Blood IPA from Dogfish Head, which means that this is probably guaranteed to be shit.
I think I've had it, and I don't remember hating it.
It's Dogfish Head, though.
But I don't remember loving it either.
Good Lord. Oh, God.
No, not good.
Hey, this is my pick.
Oh, my God.
Dogfish Head is not a good beer.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, that's fair.
All right, so the description here is it's don't a well-hopped IPA.
What? Do they make 90 shilling?
No, that's okay. Mercenary. No, wait.
I think it's Dogfish Head.
No, that's not Dogfish Head. Anyway.
You got a computer right. Well-hopped
IPA brewed with orange peel, lemon flesh, and blood orange juice. And this is one of the most bitter things I've ever tasted.
I know that I've read that label before.
It's in like not in a good way because I like bitters, but it's fuck, dude.
Oh, 90 shilling is Odell.
That's what I meant to say. Odell makes Mercenary as well.
Wow,
that's bad.
Yeah, you like woo.
It hits you so hard with all the bitter stuff first.
Right up front,
like
right up front,
it crushes every other flavor.
It smells a little sour.
It's not sour. I can tell you that right now.
Wow, that is fucking bitter.
That's bad, dude.
I don't hate it. I don't love it either. No, it's getting worse. you guys don't like the beginning of the beer.
Yeah.
I don't like the finish.
Oh, dude, that's bad.
I don't know how to describe it, though. It's kind of an IPA with a meh.
That's one of the worst things I've had to drink in a very long time.
It's an IPA where they tried to add too many stupid-ass fruity flavors to it.
So it's a Dogfish beer.
So that's the definition of a Dogfish
beer. That's a Dogfish beer. What's a Dogfish look like? Because that looks like a shark on the side of that thing.
It kind of does.
Dogfish.
I'm drinking bomb.
Oh, okay. Dogfish looks like a shark.
All right.
The spiny dogfish, a.k.a. spur dog, mud shark, or piked dogfish. Is one of the best known species of the Squalidae family of sharks. It is a shark. The dogfish is a shark.
Why did I grab this one for myself?
I don't know.
Great question.
So I'm drinking the bomb. Imperial Stout aged on coffee, cocoa. Oh,
I bought that. I think I bought that for Ryan because he hates coffee.
Yeah, vanilla beans and chili peppers.
Cocoa
oh,
nibs.
Oh, God.
Coffee,
why? Terrible.
Coffee, cocoa nibs, and chili peppers?
Yeah.
Oh.
I just read it. I was like,
damn, Ryan. Why? Beat me out.
Why the fuck would you ever combine those things? Chocolate and coffee makes sense.
I can go ahead and tell you exactly why.
It smells like coffee. Like, not even like you can smell it.
The
right
answer
away.
Is white people. There you go.
Fucking white people.
Y'all love that shit.
Stop it.
Wow. That is not good. That is
just so matter of fact.
Nope. That's an underwhelming
that is not
description.
This is not a pleasant beer.
No.
Wow.
I you
that
taste,
was unpleasant.
You taste the coffee right away, and then you get like a hint of like spice, and then it's just straight coffee again.
Coffee, cocoa nibs, vanilla beans, and chili peppers.
Like, I'm cool with beer that has cocoa nibs in it. Those are usually all right. Okay. Usually have a nice deep flavor.
Yeah, but it's like you can taste it, but it's like overwhelming coffee. Mm. Like overwhelming. And then you have that hint of spice in there.
13% alcohol.
Wow.
Damn.
Can I butt chug this?
I mean, you can butt chug anything, really.
Oh boy, that is a roller coaster of flavors. You hit with coffee immediately.
Roller coaster.
And then what I assume is cocoa nib. I don't get the chili pepper.
You know, like, it's just like...
Speaking of roller coaster.
Well, I mean...
Roller coaster.
Yeah, thank you. Well, to be fair, like, the coffee flavor and the flavor of most spice, they're really close to each other for most people's palates.
Yeah.
So you might have had both of those just mix in with each other.
Yeah. I don't know. It was a roller coaster of tongue experience.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it tastes like burnt coffee.
It does taste like burnt coffee.
Oh, that's the only thing I can get out of that.
You don't get the cocoa, like, at least, or vanilla?
Straight, like, coffee, like, right in your
face.
They
went way... Like, that's why I don't like a lot of coffee beers, because they're usually mixed with, like, other flavors, too.
They usually taste burnt.
The coffee flavor is just way too overwhelming.
That's like burnt coffee that's poured over ice.
Yeah.
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 I want Americano.
Yeah. Give me a burnt iced Americano.
No, this is probably one of the like worst beers for me because I'm not like, a coffee drinker in the first place.
It's like the drunk dude that you know in the office came in before everybody got there, took the pot of coffee that had clearly been sitting there since at least yesterday afternoon,
yeah,
poured that in his glass to cover the beer that he already had in it. And that's what you would get.
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay. God,
man, dude. It's like,
so
what do you got, man?
I had to look this this word up. Braggot.
Okay.
B-R-A-G-G-O-T.
Brajot.
It's
oh, no. Making it sound less offensive.
Right? So this is from Exit 3. Blueberry Braggot Honey Ale brewed with blueberries. Oh.
I don't like the fact that they use blueberry twice.
In there.
Yeah, that's fucking bad.
Yeah, agreed.
Oh, and then they've got like the bootleg.
This is from Flying Fish Brewing Company.
And they've got the bootleg like Adult Swim block lettering on there.
Yeah,
on their label too.
Like those dumbass shirts that just say blank and blank and blank and blank. Like I don't get.
You know,
it.
Those used to be cool, and then they started doing them for everything.
Yeah. This one has a sweet, pretentious little line of bullshit.
Okay.
First of all, I had to look up what braggot is. It's a form of mead made with both honey and barley malt.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, this is hipster beer.
This is mead.
Fuck.
This braggot features local blueberries and honey and a limited amount of hops. On the first sip, you will note a light sweetness along with citrus notes followed by a well-rounded malt character.
I hate everything about this fucking beer already.
15% alcohol. Whew. I like that.
Like, I'm all for craft beer.
If it's going to taste awful, at least it's going to get me drunk.
But at the end of the day, it's fucking beer. Your notes that you will notice.
I just like that there's a lot of blueberry in that.
It smells like blueberry.
It's blueberry braggot ale with blueberries with a blueberry
side. It smells the blueberry. It smells like a blueberry muffin.
Blueberry.
Does it smell good?
No.
And a lot of blueberries. Not enough blueberry.
It's like blueberry honey beer.
So it's not bad?
It's not awful.
But it's
I think I'm still affected by that prairie blast. What is it?
Bomb.
Oh, fuck. That's bad.
You don't like that?
It's way too sweet.
I don't hate it.
You can definitely smell the blueberry, though.
Oh.
It's a lot of blueberry.
Fuck, I hate meads.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're all too sweet for me.
You like sours, though.
Sours are good.
I like sweet beers.
It's not bad, but it's not good either, so.
Oh, I agree with you there. I'm not going to drink a six-pack. Excuse me, I'm not going to drink a six-pack of this.
That's artisanal. It only comes in four-packs, sir.
Considering it's 15%, it probably comes in a two-pack.
You're probably right, actually.
Or three-pack or something.
Yeah,
it's stupid.
Not bad, but it's
actually,
not...
Actually, it's Exit 3.
It's not good either. I don't
yeah,
really
that's
care.
Not a good beer,
it's
man.
Not the worst out of the three. I'm going to say the Prairie Bomb is...
Oh, yeah, that was... Whew.
I don't even know.
I mean, That and this fucking Flesh and Blood, they're neck and neck, man.
They're pretty bad.
I am not a fan of coffee, so I'm going to give this one the nod on this one. Mm-hmm. I don't like coffee at all.
Yeah.
Even though that one is terrible.
It's pretty fucking bad. Because
that's like a punch in the face with just being bitter.
Yeah, yeah, but like, I feel like they at least got what they were going for with this beer. With
trash? I mean,
like. Yeah, with yours. Like, I feel like they had a plan. And that shit just did not fucking work.
Hey,
just said, fuck it, let's do it.
What's wrong with all that coffee over there? I don't know. We're going to make a beer out of it, though. Let's do it.
Right. Like, what the fuck?
Right? Someone just left the coffee on, and they're just like, let's make beer out of it.
No,
we can't dump it, so.
Yeah, we can't dump it.
Right, so.
Why not?
Might as well do some shit with this.
Let me see how long we've been recording. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
This is getting worse.
Yeah. Well, that's going to get worse as it gets warmer, dude.
That's going to be awful.
Like, for real, you need to chug that.
I know. I'm trying to, like, take bigger drinks of it.
Yeah, that's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a strug.
Strug. Yeah, whatever. I don't know how long we've been recording. We'll keep going.
Because of fun.
So I went again with the Prairie Bomb.
Yeah, that's a fucking terrible beer. I think it says an hour and 7 minutes or so.
Yeah, but we did the pre-recording, and I don't know how long that was.
I don't know.
So yeah,
we'll just go on with it. What else is in the news? What do you guys have for us?
You got anything, Charles? I found a bunch of little things that we could potentially talk about.
You do have something.
If we need
to.
What's the hood?
Tales
from the Hood 2.
Yeah, Tales from the Hood 2 is out, and I wish that Ryan was here, because Ryan may be the biggest fan of that movie that I've ever met.
But Tales from the Hood?
Yes, he loves that movie.
I need to watch the first one.
The two of us will just sit here for like 5 minutes going back and forth and saying, yes, the shit.
Is it on Netflix?
It's a line from, it's on Netflix.
The originals?
I don't know if the original
I don't know what the original one is. The second
one
the
last time I checked, it was, but that was a long time ago.
It's
a Google search away, though. I can find out.
Like I said, the first one is good. Like, it's not a terrible movie. It almost reminds me of, like, those just, like, dumb...
It's on Amazon Prime, Google Play, YouTube.
You can watch it on YouTube?
It's $2.99 on any of these things.
$2.99.
Not worth it.
No, it's worth it. $2.99.
Not worth it.
Don't you disrespect David Alan Greer like that. So.
I mean, you can go find it somewhere for free.
You probably could, if we're being completely honest.
Bro, that's illegal.
No, it's just not.
We don't condone illegal activities here on
Are
this
you serious?
Podcast.
Really?
No, I'm not serious.
Come on, bro.
Come on, buddy.
I'm serious,
No, but it's, if you are going to watch the second one, Chester, you need to watch the first one. I'm going to go home and probably watch the first one and then watch the second one later.
I'm not going to watch the sequel without watching the original.
There's a lot of people that do that shit, though.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand.
It would be like watching Evil Dead 2 without watching Evil Dead 1. How are you going to know what's going on?
I mean, if only they gave you like a quick recap
it's
of what happened
the
in the
same
first movie,
but with
and it's
less
also
people.
The exact same movie.
It's the same movie,
like,
but less
it's to the
people.
Point where I'm like, why is there a recap of the first movie? Because it's the exact same
it's
thing.
It's the same movie with one of the same characters doing the same shit.
Yeah, like literally the exact same shit. What?
Right?
Hey, man, they needed to make their money.
If you've never seen Evil Dead 1 or 2, just skip the first one.
You know, I'm actually very confident in saying, like, not even joking, that like, you can just skip the first
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
The second one is much better.
Why don't you just play them over each other?
It's a remake. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch one with the audio of the other.
I would actually really like that. Watch the second one, but watch the first one with the audio playing.
There you go.
Yeah.
In
reverse.
And then play Dark Side of the Moon.
There you go. Exactly. Oh, I thought this was fun news. Sean Bean, famous for dying in everything, is now the first target in the new Hitman game.
Yeah.
They asked him to be the first target. And in the trailer, were you going to say this?
Do they show him dying?
In the trailer, he goes on about how he's basically... an ex-MI5 agent turned contract killer, colloquially known as the Undying, for repeatedly faking his death.
Okay.
Yeah.
They got a little James Bond tie in there, too, for him being in GoldenEye.
Yep. So they kind of celebrate the fact that he dies all the time, and then you get to kill Sean Bean.
No, wait. They really just gave him the exact same character from GoldenEye.
Yeah, they did.
Like, it's literally the exact same character.
Yeah. Right.
He's a former MI6 agent. He fakes his death. He's a mercenary afterwards. The only thing they didn't give him was the shitty Greek name.
Except in this game, they did give him a shitty Greek name. His character's name, Mark Faba.
Nope. Not Greek enough. There's no Eos in there.
But in this, it's MI5, not MI6.
Yeah.
So they just tweaked it a little bit. Well, yeah, he essentially plays the same character, and you have to go kill him.
Multiple times?
Maybe. Maybe he comes back at the end. That'd be a cool twist. He's like, ha-ha, psych!
And he just shows him running
Got
away.
Him. Got him!
That'd be awesome if they just show him running away into, like, a building. Right. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
I killed that guy. No, that was you didn't.
Jesus.
Yeah, and then, of course, the whole Red Dead Redemption 2 not being available
for some people,
for like anyone who's not Best Buy or GameStop.
That's what it seems like. Man,
that's bullshit, dude. Like, first of all, fuck GameStop.
Well, that's a given.
GameStop needs to eat all the dicks.
Okay.
I've been drinking. Leave me alone. GameStop needs to eat all the dicks and stop fucking over these other, like, mom and pop video game stores.
Yeah, like, so for those that don't know, there was an article that came out on Kotaku about independent game stores that have been told that they won't get the game until November. Now, to be fair, we don't know when in November. It could literally mean the following week.
It says November 7th, which is 2 weeks.
Okay. So there are a variety of reasons that people have thought this may happen. Like, some people have assumed that they weren't giving it to these small stores because they're notorious for breaking the street date. But it sounds like nobody actually has their shipments yet.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't think it was that problem. It's sounding more and more like they had huge orders from GameStop and Best Buy. And it also sounds like very late in development, this turned into a 2-disc game.
Yes.
And they're just having issues with actually fulfilling those
orders.
I
can't believe that, man. Like, to have a 2-disc game, like, come out.
Dude.
It's weird.
Like, Ed, I pre-ordered it and it downloaded today. And I looked at the file size. That shit was 99 gigabytes.
Yeah.
I had to delete a bunch of other shit.
Fucking game.
Yeah.
Well, that's because PS4's download shit is dumb.
Yeah.
So you need space not just for the game, but the installer, which is usually at least half the size of the game.
Damn.
So you needed 150 gigabytes free.
And I actually think I may not have deleted enough then. If it's 99 gigs?
Yeah.
Plus the installer? I don't know if I have a terabyte and a half on my PlayStation.
No, you just need 150 gigabytes free.
Okay, that's fair. This is bad math
on my
part.
Yeah, that was terrible math.
Bad math on my part.
I don't know if I have a terabyte. What?
Well, good news for you, Chester. You don't need one.
Right? But yeah, like, it just sounds like they're having issues fulfilling demand. There are reports of people that pre-ordered with Amazon. And Amazon tell them that they may not
be able to fulfill the order.
Release date, which
means for our contest winner.
About that.
Thanks for the likes.
Don't worry, we'll make sure you get your copy.
You'll get it.
It just might not be a release.
Yeah, it might not be like the rest.
It is definitely not our fault.
I still think it's cool that like.
I thought this was interesting, though.
A lot of people take, you know, for granted that we can just download that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people that still like disc. I'm not going to knock on them.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah.
GameStop can eat a disc, in my opinion, first of all.
Like, I'm not opposed to having two discs. Copies of games. I just, in a lot of cases, it's not as convenient.
Right.
Because, I mean, I used to use Amazon for all my disc-based games, and I would, like, pull the pre-order hustle where I would pre-order it on like Friday and they would process my order. It would ship on Saturday and I would get it on release day. But now like almost every game has a day one patch. So it's like, all right,
you might as well.
Yeah. Like if my girlfriend's home, I'm like, all right, so I need you to get the game from the mailbox or from the front door, whatever the fuck they left it. Cause Amazon can't make up their mind and put the game in the PS4 and then do absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Just leave it alone.
Don't do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, nothing.
Because they're still patching the game and shit after they've manufactured the discs.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you might as well just download it and get the patched version.
Yeah. Right. And Rockstar Games are also notorious for the last couple of releases of, like, not even just having a patch, but just having extra shit that needed to install anyway.
Right.
That takes forever. So you might as well just download it.
Yeah. And the nice thing about it is, like, we can put ours in rest mode.
Yeah.
And I can go to work.
Yeah.
I can work my whole day and not even fucking worry about it. And by the time I get home, I can just start gaming.
Yeah, I put my shit in rest mode last night before I went to bed at like 1 in the morning. I woke up at like 8 and the shit had already installed.
Yeah, that's what it's so nice. Because like that's how I usually do with all like the pre-order games that I do.
Yeah.
And I know that by the time I get home, I don't have to fucking wait around. I don't have to do anything. Or even like big downloads.
Yeah.
Like they usually give you a heads up, hey, there's going to be so many gigs or whatever that this download's going to be. Cool. I'll just leave my shit on rest and I'll see you tomorrow. Like, I'm not going to.
Yeah, like, by default, when I'm not playing, it's in rest mode. I can't remember the last time I just turned it off.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because I have my original PS4 or whatever, and I wanted to look how many hours I had logged on that thing.
Yeah.
And I can't figure out how to check, like, exactly.
I don't think there's anything that does that.
Because I like, between rest mode or when I leave, I'll play movies for my dog. And, like, just watching, you know, just regular YouTube or Netflix or whatever, how many hours do you think, like, that thing is just sitting on? Just,
oh,
like,
yeah.
A ton, right?
A ton.
And I'm just like, fuck, dude, I just need to do something, you know? Yeah. And I ended up getting the PS4 Pro, but it's just, it's a huge difference. Like, you can just tell it's a huge difference.
Do you have a 4K TV?
No. I can't, I'm not that rich.
Then why do you need a Pro?
My PlayStation was going out.
Ah.
And I wanted to get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
So why get an old one when I can buy a new PS4?
Is it that much of a difference without a 4K TV?
I honestly vision, well, like,
have you turned on boost mode?
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's a difference. Like, I can tell. I haven't been able to, like, because most of my time was spent on Spider-Man, which really did look really good.
Yeah.
But
it,
I haven't.
Yeah, it looked good regardless.
But the one that I wanted, like, I wanted to start playing, but I started getting into 2K. Was God of War, because then I could,
it looks amazing.
Yeah. Do the two different ones, you know.
Do you need a special 4K disc, or is it just
it's the same stuff? Yeah.
Same disc. I mean, and for people who don't have 4K TVs, it does super sampling, so like it renders it in 4K and then it downsamples it to 1080p. It's like you get the better resolution effects.
Okay,
but it's just not in 4K. Yeah. So like you still get the same benefit.
I think my TV is only 720.
God damn, son!
I bought it almost 10 years ago.
That's right where I'm sitting.
It's an still old TV. A fucking good TV. Like.
My bedroom TV is almost 10 years old.
Yeah.
In fact, it'll be 10 years old this year, actually. Yeah, so it's 10 years old now.
Yeah.
I was still using that, like, a tiny fucking 20-inch CRV.
Damn, son.
Before I bought this TV. This was
a Honda.
This TV, it was my first flat panel TV. Jesus. Yeah, I'm still, it's still fucking a badass TV. Buy Vizio, people. Vizio.
Don't buy Vizio. My main TV is a Vizio, and I regret it.
Really?
Yeah.
I fucking love that TV.
Oh, dude, I can nerd out on why you never want to buy Vizio.
I've had it for a decade, and I have no complaints. The remote's dead. The remote is garbage, even with new batteries in it. But other than that...
So many complaints about mine. Like, I regret buying that TV so fucking much.
Huh. It's hard to say because, like, I mean, obviously people have their preference on branding, especially when it comes to electronics. But, I mean, the only thing that I'm not a huge fan of is the curved TVs. I'm not.
I don't understand that.
That was just a placeholder gimmick, bro. Like,
yeah.
That was that weird spot between all the companies leaning into 4K as the next technology thing
or the
and 3D.
Yeah.
And there's like, well, we need something to make people buy TVs.
IMAX has a curved screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're not sitting smack dab in the fucking center,
it doesn't matter.
You're fucked. You're losing half of the goddamn screen. If you're sitting off to the left or the right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Those are the two directions that you could be sitting in.
To the left or right of it. No big deal.
Then you're like missing half of the screen because it's curved.
Yeah.
No, but the new TVs, man, they're pretty.
Yeah, they're
pretty dope.
I'm gonna be buying again very soon.
My sister, what is it called? Best Deals in Town.
Mm-hmm.
They do like refurbished or.
Is that
like,
your sister's name?
Tiffany.
Best Deals in Town.
Yes. So.
Okay, that's good. That's an interesting name.
Yeah. But they do, I don't know if they're refurbished, but, like, the boxes that are all crumpled or whatever, they send it to this place.
Talking about your sister's box?
Sorry. I don't even know what to say right now.
I have questions that I want to ask, but I'm just going to leave them alone.
But she bought a 72-inch 4K TV for, like, $800.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that is a big TV. Yeah, for what 900 you said?
Yeah, 900 or like 1,000 with taxes. It was like 1,000 something.
It's not bad,
dude.
Not bad at all.
It is really. It's a really nice TV. And I was like, "Why did you buy this? You never watch TV. You're never here. You're out of the country all the time."
Well, okay, then answer one of my questions.
Where does she live?
Trying to figure out who. But you had more than one sister.
I do have two sisters.
Yeah, and is she out of town? You're talking about.
Huh? Is she out of town? Where does she live?
actually, you know, she is going out of town to Morocco.
That's fucking cool, man. God, yes. I wish I had a job where I traveled more. Like, India was amazing.
Yeah.
I want that to be, like, my job, where I get to see the entire fucking world.
Yeah, because she was in Taiwan.
We can get you a job like that pretty easy.
A month ago or something like that.
Go get on. You on Instagram, bro.
I know that there's this thing called drug running.
Go on.
Get you on Instagram. You know, just throw some suggestive pictures. You know, just maybe float it out there that,
you know, you're DF dubs.
Yeah, man. Your company is, you know, maybe purchasable.
Will work for travel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of this
thing.
Will travel for work. Yeah. You could be a drug runner. Just stick a bunch of stuff up your butt.
Will travel for, quote unquote,
I mean, to be fair,
food.
Both of these job options probably do require you to stick a bunch of stuff up your butt.
That's a win-win.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for me.
So you might as well do both.
Yeah. Double up, dude. Yeah, double up.
There we go.
Double up.
Yeah.
See?
I'll be a dick mule all over the world. Smuggle dick wherever.
Wow.
As long as I get to travel.
Well, that's what I mean by wherever. I mean, I'm not going to smuggle dick to, like, Ohio or some shit. Like, boring.
Yeah, you might as well, bro. Might as well.
Might as well smuggle dick to Ohio?
Yeah, why not? Ohioans need dick, too.
I mean, that's true. I've never been to Ohio.
Oh, man, it's great.
There's some cool shit there.
No,
it's not. Cool stuff
to see. It is not great. Don't ever go there.
It's great, man.
All right.
If you want to go possibly like several weeks without seeing a black person, move to Ohio.
Finally. Finally.
Just don't go around the university. As long as you're, like, the university, you'll see black people. But outside of that, you'll be fine. Ohio Man. State.
I used to live, like, right off campus of Ohio State.
You grew up in Ohio.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude.
Did you go to any of the games?
And you left.
I've actually never been to an Ohio State game.
There's no black people in Ohio because you left.
There are, like, five left. But the Ohio State campus is very interesting because it's very close to downtown. And downtown is kind of split into, well, at least when I left, it was split into two different, like, sides. Mm-hmm. Well, three, I guess. There was the arena district, because we have an arena downtown. There was the brewery district, which had all of, like, two breweries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really, really going outside the
back then. But actually, it's grown a lot. That place actually has. BrewDog is actually opening a hotel there. So they're the company that makes those weird beers every year where it's like inside a dead squirrel or some shit. Like, they're literally opening a beer hotel there.
Wow.
And then...
Is that where they use, like, the pussy yeast or whatever?
I guess. But then there's also the Short North, which it's sort of like the art district, but for a while there, Ohio, or Columbus rather, was like the second leading city in the country per capita as far as gay population goes.
Sweet.
And for whatever reason...
There you go, man.
It was all concentrated in the Short North. So you would have, like, younger folks that were in college from parts of Ohio that maybe weren't exactly open to other people and other lifestyles that wanted to go out at a non-college bar that had to hang out with gay people. And it was fucking hilarious.
So a lot of dick smuggling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
So you should smuggle some dick in there, make some connects, and then smuggle dick everywhere else, bro.
Make some connects, all right.
Link up, son.
Forget LinkedIn. All about linked up.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I'll smuggle all the dick. All the dick. And then I'll make GameStop eat it.
You gotta go there.
It's a dick bacchanalia.
I'm gonna smuggle a bunch of dick into the GameStop headquarters and then make those fuckers eat all the dick.
Where the fuck is the GameStop headquarters?
Are they still selling it? Or trying to?
Do you mean
I
dick?
I think they're still trying, yeah.
Because aren't they having issues with them not making enough money?
No, I think they're still doing okay, but they can kind of see...
Grapevine, see Texas.
Yeah, because I mean, like, between... Because they started having to do other stuff other than selling games.
Yeah.
They got into that electronic type of thing.
They just sell collector's bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
That only millennials will pay money for.
But right. They do that. They also, like, will buy and sell your cell phone.
They're going the Radio Shack route.
That's it's not going to work out.
That's
well.
A tried and true business model.
Like, deadass, just walk inside a GameStop and just look at it.
Yeah.
They have like tablets and shit on the wall and stuff. Like, dude, it's tablets.
It's sad.
Yeah, it really is.
It is sad. Like,
the last time I was in a GameStop to actually
do why the fuck are they getting all these copies of Red Dead?
Because
I guess
because
they're more widely dispersed.
Right.
Yeah, because I mean we there's can't just GameStop and Best Buy are the only two places that you can go to buy a video game that you know are gonna be in literally every fucking city.
There's a GameStop in front of every Walmart.
Yo, that's
That's true.
Every Walmart I've ever been to has had a GameStop outfit.
Yeah,
not in Scottsdale.
And every mall I've been to has had a GameStop inside it.
Okay, yes. So the new one off of Chandler Boulevard, that Walmart, obviously there's not one right in front of there. There's not one in that, but the mall's right across the street.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's why. So that is technically in front of it.
Yeah.
But it is at the mall. And every single mall, you're right. Every single fucking mall.
I forgot to mention... I went to see Neil deGrasse Tyson live the other night.
Oh, yeah?
With my parents.
Oh, really?
That was fucking cool.
Did you understand anything that he was saying?
I'm actually a big astronomy nerd, so yes, I understood all of it. In fact, knew almost everything he talked about.
Because I've seen a few people.
What's that?
Did he play his B.O.B. diss track?
I don't know what that means.
What?
B.O.B. diss track?
He had a rap beef like a year or two ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but he did talk about Superman.
Okay.
Oh, he talks hella shit about like superheroes and stuff.
No, he was actually DC Comics reached out to him.
Okay.
And this is actually a really cool story about how he chose which star in the sky or helped choose which star in our sky is actually Krypton. So DC reached out to him to say, hey, Superman wants to come to the Hayden Planetarium to watch the death of Krypton. And so his first reaction was, well,
wouldn't time travel be necessary?
First of all, light travels faster than spaceships.
Yes.
So Superman, the only way this works is if his ship as a baby traveled through a wormhole.
Yeah, he's right.
Because the baby left Krypton and arrived here having not aged.
Right.
Right? So clearly... wormhole would be necessary. And so the guy who contacted from DC was like, okay, that's great. We'll use that. And he's like, okay, cool. So, second thing. How old is Superman? And they're like, well, he's kind of perpetually in his late 20s. And he's like, okay, cool. So, he came from a red star system. So, I have to find a red dwarf that is roughly in its late 20s light years away from us.
Okay.
So he gave him a list of stars that were candidates. Like, these are the red dwarfs that are roughly between, 27 and 30 light years away.
Right.
And one of them was in the, I need to look it up. It's a constellation that is named after a crow. It's like the Greek term for crow.
Croesus.
It's maybe Raven.
Krolakios.
You would know this, right? What was the mascot at Smallville High?
I don't fucking remember.
It's either a crow or a raven.
I really don't remember.
So that was the one they chose.
Okay.
Because it was in the constellation that was the same as Smallville High's mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just look up Smallville High mascot. Smallville High mascot.
Crows.
Do you see? Yep, crows. So
that's actually pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it was a really cool story. Like, they contacted him and he helped decide which of our fucking stars in our sky was actually Krypton. And then they added him into the comic. Not only did Superman visit the planetarium, but they added Neil deGrasse Tyson into that.
So he's actually in like a comic book.
Yeah. He talks to Superman.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
He shows him around the planetarium and says, here, you can watch the death of your planet through our telescope. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
You can watch the death of your planet through our towels. Perfect.
Well, that's why he went there, was to do specifically that. He probably it's showed up right on time, I imagine, the way comics and, you know, movies yeah. and shit work. He's just like, right about now should be when Krypton's blowing up. Let me just head to the Hayden Planetarium and say...
Here's a better question for someone to answer.
Let me check it out.
How the fuck does he shave?
Superman?
Yeah.
Those fingers?
He uses a complex series of mirrors and his laser eyes.
No. I don't accept this. Fuck out of here.
Bro, highly polished lead. It reflects his laser vision.
Highly polished lead.
Really? It's science. It's science.
So the real answer
so his,
he has to be part Asian.
His Mach 3 blades
part
actually...
Asian?
He has to be.
He's one-tenth Chinese.
Yeah, because Asians don't grow facial hair.
Are you Superman?
Okay, nah. That's a lie. Because my dad cannot grow facial hair to save his life, and he is Spanish.
Maybe, hey, man. Maybe he's part Asian. You never know.
I don't know. I talk so much shit to him, too. Because he's like... Know? When we were growing up, me and my brother would...
You talk shit to your dad?
All the time.
Bro, respect your elders.
Respect.
We signed up for, you know, like those stupid things, like get a free razor or whatever. Yeah. So he'd always get one in the mail, and he's like, oh, shit, it must be time for me to shave. Like, dude, you get them once a year. Like, once a year.
And you and your brother have, like, full beards.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Man. That's hilarious.
It's time for me to shave. It's my annual thing.
It's time for me to shave.
Yeah, I always give a shit. I was like, and every morning I would see him wake up and he would like, why are you doing that? I don't know. Like, dude, you cannot grow facial hair. Why are you shaving?
Just let it go and see what happens.
Okay. It used to drive me nuts.
Like, one other thing I want to call out is... That a bunch of people bought Starlink for the Switch. Have you heard about this? Starlink, this game?
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of people who bought it from Best Buy got the game and all these stupid-ass fucking toys and accessories that come with it, but the game was not included.
Yep.
They're doing that for Fallout 76.
Really?
Yeah. No. That's on purpose, though.
Yeah,
this is an accident.
Well, I know it's
wait,
on accident.
Wait, what's going on purpose with 76?
So there's a
bundle.
Super ultra mega special edition that you can buy that's like $200.
Oh, my God.
And it does not fucking include the game.
No, I think the $200 one does, but like the $80 one doesn't, or $100 one.
I don't remember the price point, but it's one of the more expensive ones.
One of the more expensive
ones. It gives you a shit ton of fucking collectible stuff, but it does not include the fucking game.
Yeah.
See, then you
and it's
also...
not a mistake.
They're
purposely
not.
Doing this so that you can buy a bunch of shit from
good.
Them and then pay them again for the fucking game.
Fuck you for buying a bunch
fuck
of stupid shit.
Bethesda. Like, they're, man, they're like number one on my fucking eat a dick list now.
Does it imply that
no,
you're
it,
gonna get the game?
No. It no. tells you that the game is not included and that you still need to buy the game.
Yeah.
And there are people that are still like, oh yeah, when this is in stock, I'm gonna
all
buy
right.
it.
Well, I was going to say fuck Ubisoft for this mistake. It was just a mistake, though. But they're literally just selling.
And fuck these people for buying it.
Yeah. And I
fuck them.
I agree with that. Stop enabling these fucking assholes.
Yep. And I was talking to Ryan about this because when I was reading it, I was like, this is fucking stupid. But if it was a full power suit and that armor and I could just go out and
no, give me the fucking game.
No, I'm just saying, like, if it was a power suit and I could just go out in real life. And, like, make my own weapons and shoot at people, I'd be all for that.
Nah.
Go to Ubisoft
or
Bethesda? Go to Bethesda headquarters and shoot it up?
Yeah, I would.
You're going to shoot up Bethesda headquarters?
Why not?
That's on record, folks. Lorenzo plans on shooting up Bethesda headquarters.
That wasn't the joke I was going to go for. So you're going to shoot the club up? Shooting the club up is a euphemism for nothing in these bitches. Shut her down. We're done.
That's it. All right. That's that. Are we going out on that note?
Yep.
Just like Lorenzo will be going out when he shoots up the Bethesda headquarters.
Where is it? I don't even know where it's
alert
at.
The authorities.
It's in Canada.
Oh. So that's way too far out of my way.
Lorenzo Shanks will be...
Damn, son. Putting his full name out there and everything.
That's not his real last name.
Yeah, that's not my real last name.
But that's how you find him on Facebook.
It is.
Good snitching, bro.
I'll snitch on myself.
I don't know any of these two individuals. I was brought here against my will. I was busy nutting in bitches.
You can find me personally on Facebook. Just search Ryan Bashaw. Because that's who I am.
Oh, man. That's perfect. Classic.
Honestly, Ryan has the most generic sounding name ever.
Yeah.
Nah.
Ryan Bashaw?
Nah. It could be something like super, super generic, like Brandon Miller or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's more generic.
That sounds like a motherfucker John that has Smith. A pumpkin spice latte a day.
Jesus.
Go to Utah and try to find John Smith.
Yeah, good luck with
it'll
that.
It'll be a short search.
Shooting fish in a barrel, right? There is about 10 billion John Smiths in Utah. Just like there's about 10 billion Ryan Bashaws in Chandler, Arizona.
And his address. Let me just go ahead and throw that out there, too. Jeez.
Oh. This has been Casual Cowards of Doxing. I am in no way, shape, or form affiliated with this shit. You don't even know you don't even know my name.
What was your name?
I was never here.
What was your name?
Nope. Ain't got a name, buddy. Not here.
Chucky Mopes.
Not here. This never happened.
Perfect.
And you are
Lorenzo.
And I'm Ryan.
Jesus fucking Christ.
For episode 52, this has been Doxing with Friends.
Oh, brought to you by Prepaid Legal.
Bye.
Laters.